Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. Over 100 demonstrators in Neukölln called for the investigation of a suspected series of right-wing extremist attacks as they walked through Rudow on Sunday afternoon. They called for a, quote, political reappraisal of the Neukölln Nazi complex, adding, quote, right-wing extremist networks must finally be unmasked and disbanded. To this end, they said, it was necessary to set up a parliamentary committee of inquiry. A petition with 25,000 signatures had already called for a committee of inquiry into the attacks at the end of 2019. The Greens and SPD rejected it at the time and instead called for a special investigator to look into the events. The Federal Constitutional Court has confirmed the ban on a protest camp of opponents of the federal government's corona policy, as was announced by the court on Sunday evening in Karlsruhe. The permanent vigil in Berlin was planned to run from August 30th to September 14th. The court had ruled on an emergency appeal against the camp's ban issued by the Higher Administrative Court, or OVG, Berlin-Brandenburg. A court spokesman had stated that the applicant was defending himself against the fact that he had been forbidden to set up a protest camp in Berlin on the Strasse des 17 Juni between August 30th and September 14th. The OVG had confirmed the police president's ban on the permanent vigil, which the Berlin Administrative Court had allowed. The Upper Administrative Court's First Senate had criticized that there was a lack of verifiable information from the applicant as to whether and to what extent the place of assembly and infrastructure were essential for the planned topic of the assembly. Moreover, it's reported that the application was largely empty of content. Senator of the Interior Geisel has announced a tightening over the right to demonstrate after the experiences of this past weekend, stating that he will propose to the Senate today that mouth and nose protection for demonstrations should become mandatory and cannot be merely imposed as a condition, adding, quote, it is not enough to simply keep a distance when it comes to hygiene concepts. This weekend's demonstrations have shown this. Geisel also expressed regret at the images of the occupied stairs of the Bundestag, but at the same time, he rejected criticism of the police's actions, stating, quote, the Reichstag was at no time unprotected. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic agreed with Geisel's assessment, adding, quote, I too am very ashamed of these photos from Saturday. According to a report, a total of 250 police forces were deployed around the Bundestag, and a large part of them had been attempting to stop the influx of demonstrators from the direction of the Strasse des 17 Juni. Per reporting, when an additional call was made from the stage in front of the Reichstag to storm the staircase, about 300 demonstrators managed to overcome the barriers. Most were those from the Reichsbürger scene and, to a lesser extent, also demonstrators, quote, who call themselves patriots or vigilantes. Slovic regretted that, quote, a few minutes were enough to unleash the power of the images. She added that in the future that the barrier lines to the Reichstag will be protected even more clearly and closely, and that the exact procedure would be discussed with the Bundestag police. Slovic also said that the police intervened immediately. The pastor of St. Joseph Church in Wedding was punched by an unknown parishioner during the service on Sunday morning. Per witness statements to the police, the initially inconspicuous man got up from his seat during the service, spat, and walked purposefully to the altar while expressing anti-religious sentiment. Then, at the altar, the man knocked the 61-year-old priest down with a punch, then took a Bible and tore out several pages from it. When the 56-year-old brother of the priest tried to help him up, he was knocked down by the attacker with a Bible, who then fled. The pastor and his brother walked away from the incident with minor wounds. Further information about the perpetrator and the background of the crime is not yet known, as the investigation is still being conducted by the state security at the State Office for Criminal Investigation. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.